leverage the loan. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your presence and power producing great results in our lives and situations. Thank you for the authority in your name that is working wonders in our lives. Thank you for your mighty hand that is transforming our lives. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us greatly because of your faithfulness. Thank you for lifting us up above all that the enemy is doing against us. You have not allowed the powers of the enemy to succeed over us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the battles we couldn't fight with our strength, that you fought for us and made us victorious. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your promises that are already coming to pass in our lives. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your peace that is prevailing in our minds and in our souls. Thank you for giving us great peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for destroying our weaknesses through your strength. Thank you, Lord, for giving us ability to do things our human wisdom and human strength cannot do. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come to you again this evening, this midnight, to pray, to seek your face. Oh Lord, help us. Touch us. Bless us. Reveal yourself to us. Reveal your mind to us. Reveal your power in us. Do mighty works and put the enemy to shame. Put Satan and all his host to shame by changing our lives and situations. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord is here to help you. We are going to be singing worship songs. Then after that, we would go into prayer point. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again in your presence. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. in our lives. Jesus, He's alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus, He's alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. To the Almighty God, hallelujah. To the King of Glory, hallelujah. 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 What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty Savior. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. goodness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, thy hands had. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again. Over and again, I belong to you. I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again. Over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the end of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth, exalted. Yes, Lord, I really want to worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Adonai, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. He made the dumb to speak. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Sing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 amen. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, yes, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, Yahweh? Oh, oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, alleluia. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. How God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. How God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Hosanna. In the highest, let our King be lifted on. Hosanna. Thank you, Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Yahweh,
You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. He's Yahweh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. He's Yahweh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Begin to worship and praise Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the one who was and is to come. He is the firstborn among the dead, the first among those who went down to the grave and come out of the grave. Worship Him. His resurrection and eternal life. Praise Him. He is before all things. And by Him, all things are held together. Praise Him. Praise Him. He is the King of glory. The King of kings. The King of the universe. Worship Him. Worship Him. He controls times and times and seasons. He makes impossible things possible. He creates whatsoever He needs. He opens doors no one can shut. He shuts doors no one can open. He does irreversible things. Worship Him. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For your presence in my life. That is producing every help I need. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your presence in my life. Giving me every help I need. Every support I need. Every intervention I need. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. Your presence is giving me all the helps I need, all the blessings I need, the courage, the boldness I need, the confidence I need, the faith I need, the strength I need, the directions, the instructions, the revelations I need. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is producing great things in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened unto me. Say, Father, thank you for doors you have opened unto me. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the doors you have opened unto me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the doors you have opened unto me. Thank you, Lord, for I have come into a season of open doors. I have entered into my season of open doors. Thank you for doors you have opened unto me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because now I shall move forward, for you have opened doors unto me. I shall succeed, for you have opened doors unto me. I shall have testimonies, because you have opened doors unto me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for helping me live a holy life. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for helping me to live a holy life. Thank you for helping me to overcome sin and temptations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the grace you have placed in me to live above sin, to live above temptations. Thank you for helping me to live a life that pleases you. Thank you for helping me to live a pure life in your sight. Thank you for helping me to live holy before you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. in Jesus' name. We have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire fill up my spirit and soul and body. No dark thing is seen until no darkness can be seen. Let your fire fill up my entire spirit, soul, and body until no dark thing, until no darkness can be seen. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The fire of God is also the light of God. Say, Father, let your fire fill up my entire being. Until no darkness can be seen. Let your fire saturate my entire being. Until no darkness can be seen in my life. Until no darkness can be seen in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Lord, fill me up with fire. Fill me up with your fire. Fill me up with your fire. Fill me up with your fire. Jeste taha sosaba shenedo dijela. Fill me up right now. Fill me up right now. Fill me up right now. In the name of Jesus, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up with your fire, with your fire, with your fire, with your fire. Fill up my spirit with your fire. Lord Jesus, fill up my soul with your fire. Lord Jesus, fill up my body with your fire. Until no darkness is seen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Surround my life. And subdue all darkness under my feet. Raise up your right hand and say, fire of the Holy Ghost, surround my life and subdue all darkness under my feet. All the darkness around me, subdue them under my feet. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, surround my life and subdue all darkness under my feet. Subdue all darkness. Subdue all darkness. Forces of darkness, powers of darkness, creatures of darkness, subdue all of them under my feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, surround my life. Surround my life. Surround my life. Surround my life. And subdue all darkness under my feet. Subdue all darkness under my feet. Subdue all darkness under my feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God crush in pieces all the powers of darkness oppressing me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God crush in pieces the powers of darkness oppressing me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the power of God crush in pieces all the powers of darkness oppressing me right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God, let the power of Jesus crush in pieces all the powers of darkness oppressing my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from slavery to weakness. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from slavery to weakness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jashade kitesho basala, dijistene kitesho degala. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from slavery to weakness. Deliver me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, 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 deliver me. Masheshto de tan de sijelegla. De gete kashu sanabala. Deliver me. Deliver me from slavery to weakness. Deliver me from slavery to weakness. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from slavery to weakness. Say, I refuse to remain a weakness. You will achieve nothing in weakness. You will go nowhere in weakness. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from slavery to weakness. In the name of Jesus, deliver me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the trend of evil things, the trend of negative things, negative situations, come to an end in my life. The trend, that is, the occurrence and reoccurrence and reoccurrence, the flow of negativities. Say, Father, let that trend, that pattern, come to an end right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the trend of evil things, the trend of negative things, the trend of sinful things, the trend of wrong things, come to an end in my life. The pattern of failures, Lord, terminate it now in the name of Jesus. The pattern of making mistakes, the pattern of misfortunes, setbacks, the pattern of lack, poverty, the pattern of slavery, sicknesses, diseases, oppression in my life. Lord, let it end right now. Let it end tonight. In the name of Jesus. The evil flow going on in my life, prevailing in my life, Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. The evil pattern, prevailing in my life. Oh Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. The trend of ungodly things, unrighteous things, prevailing in my life. Oh Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still praying. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of faith. To begin to enjoy all that is mine in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith to begin to enjoy all that is mine in Christ Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith to begin to possess all that is mine in the kingdom of God. Say, I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith to possess all that is mine in Christ Jesus. The power that is mine. I receive the spirit of faith to possess them now. The grace that is mine in Christ Jesus. The strength that is mine. The glory that is mine. The wisdom that is mine. I receive the spirit of faith to possess them now. In the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of faith to enjoy all that is mine in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have told you before how the Lord Jesus appeared to a woman of God and told her that the Lord Jesus told her that He is not praying for Christians to be healed. You know, the Bible told us that Jesus is praying for us, is interceding for us as the high priest. Yeah, and Jesus told that woman that He is not here praying for Christians to receive healing, to receive prosperity, receive deliverance, receive breakthrough, receive all of those things we used to pray for. He said that is not his prayer here, because he has already given all of those things to the church, to you and I. And then the woman was shocked. But Jesus said something. He said, there is just one thing I am praying for. He said, I am praying that the faith of Christians will not fail. That is, he's praying that Christians will not stop having faith. He's praying that Christians will keep having faith. Yeah, he said that is what he's praying for in heaven. So Jesus is not praying for you to have all the earthly things. Yeah. He's not praying for you to have the things he has already given to you. So what he's praying that you will have is faith. Because it is by that faith you will get all those things he has already given to you. It is by faith. So faith is the currency through which you get those things he has already given to you. Yeah. In fact, Jesus is not praying for you to overcome witchcraft. He's not praying for you to overcome principalities and powers. He has already given you victory over them all. He has already given you dominion over them all. So all he's praying is that your eyes will be opened. And you begin to have faith according to the victory he has already given to you. That you begin to have faith to possess what he has already given to you. That is all Jesus is praying for in heaven. And I don't know why you will have faith today and tomorrow you don't have faith anymore. I don't know why you would trust God today and tomorrow you can't trust God anymore. What is wrong with us? You're going to pray. You're going to say, by the grace of Jesus Christ, my faith shall be strong. You're going to say, by the grace of Jesus Christ, my faith shall come. Continually be strong. My faith shall not fail. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, by the grace of Jesus Christ, my faith shall continually be strong. My faith shall continually be strong. My faith shall not fail. My faith shall not fail. My faith shall not fail. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, my faith shall not fail. Thank you, Lord. Continue to speak like that. Say, by the grace of Jesus Christ, my faith shall come. Continue to be strong. My faith shall not fail in the battles of life. My faith shall not fail. In the name of Jesus. In my journey in life, My feet shall not fail. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Men of faith are men of prayers. Men of faith are men of prayers. And the reason why people of faith must pray is because you will sustain faith through prayers. There's a lot of forces in this world that is against your faith. A lot of forces in this world. In fact, there's a place in the scripture where Jesus said, if he comes the second time, will he still find faith on earth? Yeah. Jesus said, if I come again, if I come back into the world again, will I still meet faith? Will there still be people of God with faith in their minds? So men of faith are men of prayers. Because you have to pray to sustain your faith. There are millions of forces of darkness attacking your faith. They want to bring down your faith and trust in God. And you have to continue to pray to sustain that faith. So the more you are able to sustain your faith, the more you can be sure that your future is bright and that your future will be bright. The more you are able to sustain your faith, the more you can be sure that your future will be glorious. The more you can be sure that the promises of God will come to pass in your life. But if you cannot sustain faith, you have faith today, tomorrow you can't. Tomorrow, no faith. You have faith tomorrow. Next tomorrow, no faith. Then, forget about those prophecies of God for your life that says you'll be great, you'll be powerful, you'll be glorious, you will achieve great things. Forget about those prophecies. If you cannot keep the faith going, those prophecies will not come to pass. And to keep the faith going, you must continue to pray. That is why I pray as a person. Yeah. I'm a man of prayer because I have to sustain my faith. And since the years I've been sustaining my faith, my faith has never failed me. I have seen great things happen to me. My own life. I'm not talking of people I pray for. So which my own faith has even helped those people I pray for. I'm talking of even my own life. My faith has helped me in so many ways. I realize that my life keeps getting better the more I could sustain my faith. The more I could keep my faith going, then my life keeps getting better. But I remember those days that I will have faith today, tomorrow I don't have faith anymore. My life was getting worse. Yeah. So that is the rule. You try it, you will confirm what I'm saying. Because it's a practical thing. So you are going to pray. Those that will have faith must pray. They must pray. Those that will keep on having faith in God, they must be men and women of prayers. It is through prayer that you sustain the faith, because the forces of darkness on earth don't want you to have faith in God. And God is waiting for your faith to take action. The angels are waiting for your faith to take action. So you can see, the breakdown. That is how it is. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of prayer, the spirit of persistent prayer, or the spirit to pray persistently, to pray continuously, so as to sustain my faith in God. I receive the spirit of prayer. I receive the spirit of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The reason why we pray, we must pray without ceasing, without stopping, is because we must continue to have faith. Faith must continue to be alive in our hearts. That is why we can't stop praying. Every hour I am praying. Every minute I am praying. And that is how to live the Christian life. Say, I receive the spirit of prayer. Say, I receive the spirit of prayer to be able to sustain my faith in God so that I can be sure of a glorious tomorrow. So that I can be sure of a glorious future. Say, I receive the spirit of prayer. Thank you, Lord. I receive the spirit of prayer to be able to pray non-stop so as to sustain my faith in God. I receive the spirit of prayer, the spirit of continuous prayer, the spirit of persistent prayer, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, you are doubting God because you have not prayed enough. That is why you still have doubt in your mind. Yeah. You are afraid. Because you have not prayed enough. Yeah, that is why you are still afraid. Yeah, when you pray to a point, fear will disappear. You will look for fear and you will not find fear anymore. When you pray to a point, doubt will disappear. You will look for doubt. You won't find it anymore in your mind. And it is at that point that miracles happen. At that point, that is when the life of man gets transformed. That is when greatness is given birth to. At that point, yeah, at that point. You have not prayed enough. If you claim to be a prayerful person and you still have anxieties, anxieties, worries. You are still worried. You are still fearful. You have not prayed enough. It means you have not prayed enough. When you pray to a point, all of those things will disappear. It will be as if you are on top of the world. I'm talking about when you pray Spirit-filled prayers. I mean Holy Ghost-filled prayers. When you pray with the whole of your heart, when you pray in the Spirit, you pray with your spirit, you will get to a point where you will see yourself on top of the world. And you see the whole world under your feet. At that point, anything can happen. I mean, anything. You are going to pray. Yeah. You will see yourself on top of the world because you are on top of the world. Yeah, Jesus said, the Word of God says that we are seated in Christ, in Jesus Christ, far above principalities and powers. We are seated in Christ in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. So when you pray enough, you will see yourself in that heavenly, in those heavenly places. You will see yourself there. You will feel it. Yeah. And you will be sure that you have won. You will be sure, 100%, without a doubt, that you have conquered. Have you prayed to that point? You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to pray to the point of dominion and victory. You're going to say, I receive fire to pray till I am translated into the realm of dominion and victory in Christ Jesus. I receive fire to pray myself into that realm. In that realm, anything can happen. I mean, anything. I know what I'm talking about. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire to pray till I am translated into the realm of dominion and victory in Jesus Christ. I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire to pray myself into that realm. In the name of Jesus. The realm of dominion that is in Jesus. The realm of victory that is in Jesus. The realm of power that is in Jesus. The power that controls the universe. The realm of power in Jesus that controls times and seasons. I receive grace to pray till I enter those realms. I receive fire to pray and translate into those realms. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, God has not called me to only work miracles. God has not called me to only pray for sick people and they get healed, cast out devils, raise the dead back to life. What else? Pray for people to get prosperity. And God has not called me to do that. To do just that. God has called me to raise men, to raise women. There will be giants in these last days. In fact, that is what God has called me to do in the body of Christ. Yeah, not just to pray for people, they get miracles. Those ones is so easy to do. Yeah, it's so easy to pray for people and they get blessings, physical blessings, physical miracles. It's one of the easiest things to do in ministry. Yeah. But to raise giants is not a child's play. Yeah, that is, you are raising up even people that are meant to be greater than you. Yeah, if I work miracles, I must raise people that will also work miracles. Yeah, so that is my calling. Yeah, and that is why we're having these prayer sessions. Yeah, that is why you are praying right now. So if you feel like these 2 hours prayers, even though the prayers are not even up to 2 hours sometimes, because during the prayer session we will sing worship songs. Yeah, and along the line I do teaching like the way I'm teaching now. Yeah, so it's not even all the 2 hours that we use for prayer. So if you think these 2 hours prayer sessions is a big deal, is so much, like you feel like if I can pray these 2 hours, I think I've tried. You have not tried. Yeah. You have not tried. That is why even in this prayer session, we are still praying for fire to pray. I don't know if I'm getting my point. That is why I'm telling you to ask for fire to pray, to be a prayer warrior. Because these 2 hours does not make you any prayer warrior. This midnight prayer session does not make you any prayer warrior. It cannot make you any prayer warrior. It is the prayers you begin to pray in your own closet, on your own prayer altar. Those are the kind of prayers that will make you the giant that will terrorize the darkness of this age. Not this one that we do here. So if you are only banking on this 2 hours prayer session, it means you are not ready. You are not yet ready to move forward in life and destiny. Yeah. So we need men that are able to pray for 6 hours alone and yet they are not tired. Those are the men that will change the course of history. Yeah. Do you want to become like such men? Men that after they have prayed for 6 hours, it's just like a warm-up, because it's like they have not even started. They have just prayed 6 hours and they are not even tired, because they can still go more. They can still do more. You are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to continue as an ordinary Christian. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to continue to be a natural Christian, an ordinary Christian. Help me. Help me to pray. Help me to do everything to enter into the realm of extraordinary, the realm of the supernatural. Help me to give all it takes. Help me to give all it takes to enter into the extraordinary. To enter into the supernatural. Help me, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I refuse to continue as an ordinary Christian. Say, Lord Jesus, I refuse to continue as a natural Christian. Help me to give all it takes to start operating in the supernatural realms. To start operating in the extraordinary. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, to give all it takes. To give all it takes. I believe you're praying. It is just a decision and a desperation. And I hope you are making that decision tonight, that you don't want to continue to be an ordinary Christian, to be a natural Christian. The Lord Jesus, help me. Help me to pay all the price to begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural, the realm of the extraordinary. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help me, Lord Jesus, to give all it takes. Help me to give all it takes to start walking in power, to start walking in dominion. Help me to give all it takes to start possessing my possessions, to start walking in the identity of a son of God, to start operating with the identity of a son of God. Help me, Lord Jesus, to give all it takes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I refuse to settle for less. You're going to say, I refuse to settle for less. I receive passion to press for more. That is in Christ Jesus. I receive hunger to press for more that is in Christ Jesus. I refuse to settle for less. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I refuse to settle for less. A lot of Christians are settling for less. For less. When there is more, say, I refuse to settle for less. I receive strength to press on for more. I receive strength to labor for more. I receive strength to pursue for more. That is in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to settle for less. I refuse to settle for less. I refuse to settle for less. Thank you, Lord. I refuse to be comfortable with low level I refuse to be caught to be comfortable with immaturity, spiritual immaturity. I receive hunger to press for more that is in Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, what I realized Satan does to Christians who have settled for less, Christians who are no longer growing, and they are no longer advancing in the knowledge of God, is that Satan would throw a lot of things at them. Yeah. It's just like a man that is sitting beside a dung hill. You know, those places where they offload dirty things. Those places where they pour waste, dirty things. Sometimes even they throw feces into such places. Now, because that man has chosen to stay there, yeah, people will keep throwing dirty things on that man. So I saw how many Christians have been shamed by Satan. That is, Satan brought shame upon their lives, brought disgrace upon their lives. Satan brought many dirty things upon their lives. because they refuse to grow spiritually. So when you refuse to grow and advance, a lot of things Satan will throw at you. He will disgrace you. He will put you to shame. Yeah, because you have chosen to stay in that level where he is the one in charge. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I refuse. To remain a slave to darkness. I refuse to be at the mercy of darkness. So many Christians, they are at the mercy of the devil. Yeah. Anything devil wants to happen in their lives is what happens. Anything devil throws at them, it stays in their lives. Because they have not grown. Say, I refuse to be at the mercy of the devil. I refuse to be to remain a slave to darkness. Begin to say, I enter into the realm where I rule over Satan. Where I rule over the works of the devil. Where I rule over demons, over darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I refuse to continue as a slave to darkness. I refuse to continue as a slave to weakness. I refuse to continue as a slave to sin. I enter into the realm where I rule over all darkness. I enter into the realm of God where I rule over sicknesses, over weaknesses, over diseases, over death. I enter into that realm right now in the name of Jesus, where I rule over fear, over doubt, over all the works of the devil. I enter into that realm now. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to be at the mercy of witchcraft. I refuse to be at the mercy of Satan. I refuse to continue as a slave to sin. A slave to the powers ruling this world. I refuse to continue to be a slave to the forces controlling this world. I refuse to be at the mercy of the powers and principalities ruling the affairs of this world. I enter into the realm in Jesus where I rule all darkness. Where I conquer all demons. Where I rule all witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. I enter into that realm right now. Thank you, Lord. I enter into the realm right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you see, the truth is the truth. Whether anyone believes or not, whether anyone agrees with the truth or not, the truth forever remains. The truth, because the truth always prevails. The truth will prevail through time till eternity. We have people that they were being told the truth in their lifetime, the truth about heaven and hell, but they refused to believe. They said there is nothing like hell. All these religious bigots, they want to confuse me. There is nothing like hell. But when they died, they found out that there is something called hell. There's a place called hell. Because they went down to hell. So that is one of the signs that the truth remains the truth forever. The truth is greater than everyone. So you can't fight and conquer the truth. The truth will always win. So why am I saying these things? You see, if you don't do anything about your spiritual life, you are the one that lose. It doesn't mean that those of us that is taking our spiritual life serious, it doesn't mean we will fail the way you will fail. In fact, we will succeed greatly. Because we have decided to take our spiritual lives seriously. So if you do nothing about your spiritual life because you feel like it's not working, I'm not seeing any changes, I don't think it's real, well, you will just be there. And you will be seeing those that are serious about their walk with God, you keep seeing them prospering and succeeding and moving forward. So it is not the truth that suffers, it is you that suffer, that will suffer. It is you that will suffer. Because the truth is the truth. If the truth seems not to be working in your life, it's because something is wrong with you. There's something about you that needs to be fixed. If the Word of God is not working in your life, then it's not that something is wrong with the Word of God, it is you that something is wrong with. So which Jesus is able to help you fix whatever is wrong with you or in your life, if you will allow Him. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "I cast out every spirit assigned from hell to give me an opposite knowledge about the truth, an opposite understanding about the truth. Say, I cast out every spirit of darkness sent into my life to give me a negative impression about the truth, a negative knowledge about the truth. I cast out such spirit right now in the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. We can do nothing against the truth. No one can fight the truth and prevail. Say, "I cast out from my life every spirit from hell giving me a negative impression about God, a negative understanding about the kingdom of God, about the word of God, about the potency of the name of Jesus, about the potency of the blood of Jesus, about the potency of the authority of Jesus. Every spirit giving me a negative understanding, a negative knowledge, an opposing knowledge about the things of God, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I cast you out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I cast you out of my mind. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of hell deceiving me regarding the matters of the things of God, regarding the matters of the Word of God, the matters pertaining to the Word of God, the matters pertaining to the kingdom of God, every spirit assigned to deceive me, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit assigned to deceive me, regarding the matters pertaining to righteousness, regarding the matters pertaining to holy living, regarding the matters pertaining to obeying the word of God, come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. The reason why Jesus did not have much disciples, but he had thousands of followers. He had multitudes following him, but he had just little number of disciples. The reason is because not many people are willing to pay the price for discipleship. Yeah, and that is why in this ministry, we are not desperate for numbers. In fact, I am not desperate for crowd, because God has not called me to raise crowds or to pull crowds. Yeah, he has called me to raise disciples of Jesus. Yeah, to make disciples for Jesus. Yeah. So the reason why we always have small number of disciples is because many people are not ready to pay the price for discipleship. They are not ready. Yeah, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him take up the cross daily and follow him. Yeah. So the question is, have you paid the price? Or are you ready to pay the price for discipleship? Or are you just among the crowds, the multitudes, that just want to identify with Jesus, and they call themselves Christians, but they are not disciples? You are going to pray. you're going to pray. There is a cost for following Jesus. There is a cost. There is a price to pay. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I enter into the training and discipline to become a genuine disciple of Jesus. You're going to say, I embrace the training. I embrace the self-denial. I embrace the discipline to become the disciple of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, I embrace the training. I enter into the training. I embrace the discipline. I embrace the selflessness. I embrace the sacrificial living that is required to be a genuine disciple of Jesus. I embrace them now in the name of Jesus. I embrace them now. The cross. I embrace the cross that is required to be a genuine disciple of Jesus. I embrace the self-denial. I embrace the discipline. I embrace the seriousness. I embrace the consecration that is required to become a genuine disciple of Jesus. I embrace them now. I embrace the training. I embrace the suffering that is required to become a genuine disciple of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to pray five more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. When we talk about carrying the cross, some people don't kind of understand what Jesus meant by saying that if you will come after me, you must carry your cross daily. Some Christians don't understand what it means. To carry your cross means that you put upon yourself the burden of your purpose in life, your calling in life, the reason why you were born into this world, that is, you put that burden upon yourself. So every day, every minute, you are always burdened by what Jesus has placed you into in this world to do for him. You are always burdened about how you will fulfill the purpose of God for your life. That is what it means to carry the cross. It is just the same with how Jesus lived his own life. So Jesus carried the cross until he was nailed on the cross. So the cross was why he was born. The cross, to die on the cross, was why he came into the world. So every day he was carrying that cross until he fulfilled his mission on earth. Yeah. So the question is, are you carrying your cross? Yeah. What Jesus would have you to do for him? Is that why you are living? Is that what you are living for? Are you living for the things Jesus demand from your life? Or you are living for your own self? Yeah, so men who live just for themselves, they are not carrying the cross. But men who are living for Jesus, living for God, for the kingdom of God, they are men who carry the cross. Because every hour they are thinking about their purpose in this world, which is a selfless purpose. God don't give people self-centered purpose. There's nothing like self-centered purpose. The purpose of God for every man is selfless. Is not to satisfy yourself or your own desires. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, from this day onward, I shall live every day of my life carrying my cross. From this day onward, I shall live every day of my life carrying my cross. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from today onward, I shall live every hour of my life, every moment of my life, carrying my cross in the name of Jesus. Talk to God like that. I shall live every day of my life for Jesus. That is what it means. Not for myself. For Jesus. For Jesus. For Jesus. Every day of my life. For Jesus. Every hour of my life. For Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus, I shall carry my cross. I shall carry my cross in every day of my life and follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Until you begin to ask Jesus. how you should live your life. You are not yet fulfilling your purpose in life until you begin to ask Jesus how you should live your life. Because your life do not belong to you. Until you begin to ask Jesus how to spend your money. Until you begin to ask Jesus how to spend your time. Then you are not fulfilling your purpose in life. Yeah. And whatever you are doing, they are just waste. Because they will not profit the kingdom of God. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, from this day onward, Jesus shall be the controller of my life. The controller of my time. From this day onward, Jesus shall lead my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from this day onward, Jesus shall lead my life. Jesus shall control my life. Jesus shall direct my life. I shall not be the one in charge of my life. Jesus shall be the one in charge of my life. I shall not be the one controlling my life. Jesus shall be the one controlling my life. In the name of Jesus. From this day onward, I shall not be the one in control of my possessions. Jesus shall be the one controlling all my possessions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. A genuine disciple of Jesus will obey the words of Jesus. A genuine disciple of Jesus will obey the words of Jesus. And if I should ask you, how much of the words of Jesus do you even know? You know the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they are full of the words of Jesus. How much of the words of Jesus do you know? How much of the words of Jesus have you read in the Bible? And how much of the words of Jesus do you obey? Jesus said you should love your enemies. Are you doing that? Jesus said you should pray for your enemies. Are you doing that? Jesus said that you should do good to those that are hurting you. That if someone, let's say for instance, someone carries a knife and begin to stab you with that knife, Jesus said you should do good to that person and even bless that person. Are you doing that? Yeah. How much of the words of Jesus are you obeying? Yeah. Jesus said, if a man slaps you on the right cheek, turn to that person your left cheek, so that the person can slap the left also. Are you doing that? Yeah. If you are not doing these things, it means you are not a disciple of Jesus. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, from this day onward, I shall obey the words of Jesus. I shall obey the commandments of Jesus. I shall obey the teachings of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from this day onward, I shall obey the words of Jesus. I shall study the words of Jesus. Because the whole Bible talks about Jesus. Yeah, when you study the Bible, you are studying Jesus. You are learning Jesus. Say, I shall study the words of Jesus. I shall obey the words of Jesus. From this day onward. In the name of Jesus. I shall do the commandments of Jesus. From this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I separate my life. I separate myself from everything in this world that is drawing me away from Jesus. I separate my life. I separate myself from everything in this world pulling me back from following Jesus. Pulling me back from doing the will of Jesus. Pulling me back from obeying Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I separate myself. I disconnect myself from everything in this world. Everything in this world. Whether living or non-living. I separate myself from everything in this world. Pulling me back from following Jesus. Pulling me back from drawing close to Jesus. Pulling me back from doing the will of Jesus. Pulling me back from serving Jesus. I separate myself from them all. In the name of Jesus. I separate my life from them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. This is the last prayer point. Some years ago, we have Christians that are all about laying down their life to serve Jesus. We have Christians that are so busy laying down their life to serve Jesus. Every day they are always looking for what else can they lay down to serve Jesus. What else can they give up? What else can they lay down? That is, in their own mind, I mean, in their minds, they have given all to serve Jesus. And they still keep asking Jesus, what else can I lay down to serve you? After they have already laid down all to serve Jesus, they are still asking God if there is anything left to lay down that they don't know about. Those were the kind of Christians that we used to have in the church. But today, the reverse is the case. Today, Christians are not laying down their lives to serve Jesus. Yeah. They are piling up earthly things. Piling up earthly things. They are after gaining earthly things. They are not after losing earthly things for heavenly things. But they are after gaining earthly things. That was not how the church started. That was not how the church started. That is not the spirit in Christianity. Are you not guilty of this sin? Are you laying down your life to serve Jesus? How much have you given up to serve Jesus? How much? You're going to pray. Yeah, in those days, we have people that God did not tell them to leave their jobs. God did not tell them that I am calling you to become a full-time minister, and then I want you to leave everything you are doing, just as God called the apostles. In those days, we have Christians that God did not call them. I mean, let me put it this way: God did not command them to leave their jobs or their businesses. They left their jobs for Jesus. They left their businesses for Jesus. Yeah, they were willing to give all for Jesus. How many Christians are doing that today? You're going to pray. And mind you, anything you lay down for Jesus, is acceptable. Anything. Jesus will not tell you to hold the things you want to lay down. Yeah, because Jesus knows that that is the only way to gain eternal life, by laying down, because he also laid down his life. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to lay down all to serve Jesus. It is after you have laid down all that you begin to enjoy what it means to be in the kingdom of God. It is after you have laid down all that you begin to enjoy what eternal life is all about. Yeah. So, Father, help me to lay down all to serve Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Father, help me to lay down all. If you think you have laid down all, ask him what else to lay down. Ask him to show you what else to lay down. That is if you think you have already laid down all to serve Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord, to lay down all to serve Jesus. My time, my money, my beauty, everything, my qualifications, everything. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here, and I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and grace and mercies. Thank you for showing us what it means to be a Christian. Thank you for showing us how to live the Christian life. Thank you for showing us the realm we need to ascend to live a Christian life that is victorious and powerful. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that according to your mercies, you answer every prayer your people have sent to your ears tonight. Oh Lord, answer these prayers. Do even more than we have asked. In the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you move upon everyone here right now. As your power is here. As your glory is here. As your grace and dominion is here. O Lord, move upon everyone and begin to do your will in every life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that in your own life, you shall see practically the wonders on, you shall see practically the wonders of Him. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall not only be great spiritually, you shall become a mentor that others will come to learn about Jesus. You shall become someone who makes disciples. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. You shall know Jesus so much. You shall know God so much that people begin to come to you to learn of Jesus and His kingdom. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that all the powers ruling this world, they shall bow before you in the name of Jesus. All the forces of hell, all the forces of darkness ruling the entire universe, they shall bow at your feet, because you shall be exalted in Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.